Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Centurion Running Podcast. My name is James Elson. I'm the race director at Centurion Running. We usually organise 50 and 100 mile trail races, but this week we are doing something completely different. We have our One Community virtual race, which started yesterday morning. Today it's Tuesday the 26th of May. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to try and do one of these each day through the week, providing a daily summary of what's happened in the event so far and draw out some of the key stories. I'm hoping that some of you will glean a little bit of inspiration from some of the performances and runs that have been taking place. I've also got a guest who's going to just pop in and talk to us for 5 minutes about their run yesterday. Somebody who's gone out and actually finished their event already. In fact, they were one of the first people to finish the event full stop. And that hopefully will leave you with a little bit of inspiration. So as I say, it's 8 o'clock in the morning here. I'd imagine there are literally dozens, if not hundreds of people across the UK and the world taking themselves out for a run this morning en route to whatever distance the challenge is made up of. We had some great performances yesterday. We didn't have that many submissions, which is unsurprising given that it's a 7-day race and we're less than 36 hours in. But we had some notable ones, and I'd like to draw some of those out and give those people a shout out. I'll do this each day. We'll draw on different things throughout the week, and I'll try and just get somebody who's done something inspiring over and above, shall we say, on each morning, just to kickstart our days throughout this week. So if we look at the 5K first, we've got Chris Shannon out front for the men with a 17:08, which is a pretty punchy start on day one. Nice work, Chris. And then in the women's, Richelle Guarte, I hope I'm saying that right, from the Czech Republic. She ran a 24:23 and leads the way for the women's. There have been loads of great junior performances in the 5K already. I'm seeing three Binghams on the list. Thomas under 11, James under 9, and Harry under 13 all ran yesterday and all lead the way in their categories. In the women's, we've got Catherine O'Shea leading the under 18s, and in the girls, Megan Robbins under 11, 36:04, absolutely brilliant start. In a 10K, Cole Barton leads the way with 41:59 for the men's, and in the women's, Claire Wood leads the way with 1:17:04. We've had great junior performances again. Folco Tarsi from Italy. We've got loads of Italian runners this week, which is wonderful. Leading the way in the boys under 9 with a 1:21. Great running, Folco. Owen Bradley Jones in the under 7 boys category, 1:45. Under 9s boys, Luca Dalmat Rudd, 1:50. And our youngest finisher yesterday in the under 5 boys category, Jude Ingalls on 7:11. Well done, Jude. In the half, Philip Wolfall leads the way with a 1:28 for the men, and in the women's, Marina Santis from Italy, 1:30:01. She just missed out on breaking an hour and a half, but an absolutely superb time to lay down to begin with. Female Vet 60, Janet Halliday, 2:08. That is a superb time in that category. Great to see. And in the younger groups, Maylis Keeley, I hope I said that right, Maylis, the girls under 7, 5:27. So she ran a half marathon yesterday over the course of the day. In the marathon, Gary White leads the way for the men, 3:21. In the women's, Ethel Wyman, she's actually an under 18 category runner, 4:22. 50K, Craig Holgate, who's one of our Centurion Ultra Team runners, 3:48. Great start from Craig. And in the women's, Rachel Stanley Evans, 5:01. 50 mile, John Keat, men's leader, 7:19:57. And today's podcast guest, Anna Buckingham, ran a cracking 7:46 on the track yesterday to lead the way for the women's. She was one of the first couple of results actually to go down full stop, because as you'll find out, she started very early indeed. And in the 100 mile, we've had 5 submissions so far. So 5 guys, all guys, went out on the first day and ran 100 miles non-stop. Steve Hobbs leads the way with an 18:14. Wonderful running from loads of people. Obviously, what's not showing here are the hundreds and hundreds of, probably thousands of runs that took place yesterday that are building towards totals. Just before we bring Anna on, I just want to reiterate one point about submission of results. Your time is the time from the first step to the last step. So if you took your first step yesterday and you're running a distance that you're planning to finish all the way at the end of the week, your time will probably be something like 6 days, 12 hours. If obviously if you run it in one go, your time will be the first step to the last step of just that one run. But we don't need partial results. We just need to know the time you took your first step on your first run and the time you took your last step on your last run of the distance you've entered. And your time is cumulative from there. This is so much more about taking part and having a sustainable, enjoyable week than it is about a race. So just run your own event. Take inspiration from others for sure. But if you've got your own plan and your own goal and your own challenge, just stick with it. So today, as I said, we're going to just have a quick chat with the women's 50-mile leader, Anna Buckingham, and find out about her run yesterday.
Morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm all right. Beautiful day out there again.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. We're both in near sunny St Albans, right? Or you're in St Albans and I'm just a few miles up the road. So, yeah, I just wanted to chat to you about yesterday, really. Say well done and see if we can't get some words of inspiration for the for the listeners.
We can try.
We can try. So, Anna, you were one of our Piece of String fun run finishers back in the day, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That was a race where the runners, and is a race where the runners don't know how far they're running when they start. So it's slightly different kettle of fish to this. Although there's probably quite a few people this week who don't know how far they're going to run this week at this moment in time. So what happened yesterday? Tell us about yesterday. You were out at the start, very start of the race. Is that right?
Yeah, I was aiming for 12:01, but I was a few minutes late. My original plan was to go out this weekend, but various things have happened that have kind of changed my plans. So I came to the point where I was thinking, well, let's just get it done and there'll be no one around. And what better place to do it in an isolated situation than on a running track in the middle of the night?
Okay, first question. Did you get some sleep before you started or were you just pushing through?
I had 2 hours before I went out.
Wow, that's impressive. Usually I can never sleep if there's like a midnight start for something. It's just one of those things.
I'm a really good napper.
Oh, good. Well, that's an excellent quality to have for ultra running. So you started at 3 minutes past midnight, whatever, on the track at St Albans. Is that right?
Yeah.
You went out and did you have a 50-mile time in mind when you started or were you just going for it?
I did because I had a plumber coming at 9 a.m. So my goal was to be back before he arrived.
Fantastic. And did things go well right from the get-go?
It started off really well. My pace was really strong, consistent for the first probably 30k. And then it quickly kind of became apparent I'd gone off too quickly. And perhaps fueling-wise hadn't been that rigid from the start. Mm. And probably 30 to 50k was quite a tough patch. I had a bad tummy and I guess the lack of fuel I put into myself started to have effect.
Also, that's a tough time in the morning to run, right? Because your brain isn't kind of working and telling you that it's running time. It's telling you it's sleeping time, right?
Exactly. And that's all for me, the hardest kind of part of an overnight race is that sort of 3 till 4 in the morning where my brain's just saying, go to bed, you shouldn't be out here.
Mm. But you battled through that and the sunrise must have been pretty great yesterday.
Oh, it was incredible. It's such a clear night. And I think that's what kept me going, really, was the fact that I knew it's going to be like a beautiful morning.
Yeah.
And for me, that part of the day is always the most energising in a long distance race.
Yeah. And you've got the Abbey there that you can actually see from the track, right? That must have been quite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you take supplies down and leave them trackside so you could just pick up what you needed and sort of crew yourself, as it were?
Yeah, exactly. I had a little sort of mini checkpoint set up on the start line with just snacks laid out.
It's absolutely ideal. So the sun came up, you're 50k in, and then are the endorphins kicking in? Are you starting to feel good again? Was it a good finish or was it a slog at the end?
mean, the pace wasn't where it was at the beginning, but it was quite, again, consistently slower, let's say. But, you know, in my head, I was sort of breaking it down into 5K chunks because that was the only really way to get through to the end by that point. But I was enjoying it again at that stage.
Yeah. And what was your final time? 7:46. That's superb. How does that compare to a race? Have you ever done a flat 50-mile race and given it some before? Is it comparable?
No.
Okay.
And that's kind of where part of my mindset was coming from in terms of doing this. I kind of wanted to know how fast I could do 50.
Yeah. Well, that's a superb effort. I think that average is just over 9-minute miling for 50 miles on a track in the middle of the night. Looking after yourself, I think you'd give yourself a pat on the back for that one. How, just out of interest, how cold was it at 3 or 4 in the morning? Was it good running conditions effectively?
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. I mean, when I first started, there was a bit of chill. I had gloves in all night, but and arm warmers, but it was perfect. You know, there's the odd sort of warm breeze coming through, and just before dawn, it got a bit chilly. But when you're running, you don't really notice it. You know, I wasn't stopping for long periods of time either, so I'm sure if I had, it would have been a bit cooler.
Yeah. Yesterday, I got a horrific vest sunburn. I don't really burn very easily, but I've got this awful, awful tan. It's not tan line, it's just a burn line from being out yesterday afternoon. It was pretty warm yesterday. So I think very smart decision from you to go out when you did, because I think probably close to optimal conditions as opposed to just being a little warm. But so have you got any words of wisdom to the people listening? Have you got plans for the rest of this week, or are you now going to put your feet up and watch everybody else have a go?
I'm going to spend a couple of days recovering. My knees are a bit sore. Doug's doing his run at the weekend, so I'll probably crew him.
How far is Doug going?
He's not sure yet.
I hear this a lot. I quite like
that. To be decided.
It's a mystery. We've encouraged people to plan, but I think an element of mystery is always good as well.
I think the current situation means you can't plan so well at the moment.
Yes.
And I guess that's my top tip, is probably to reiterate what you said in your podcast about being flexible. You know, I mean, my plans changed quite dramatically from 2 weeks ago to just Saturday, I think, when I decided to do this. You know, so I guess just be a bit more flexible in your approach and be prepared to change your plan if you need to.
I think that is superb advice. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's often not the running part that doesn't go to plan. I think this week, especially in the UK, it's looking pretty nice weather throughout the week. I don't think there looks to be a particularly optimal day to go and, you know, do anything longer. But it should be a really enjoyable week for everybody on the whole here. I hope. You know, runners abroad are getting good conditions too, but it's the work life, you know, situation that often leads to extra stress and causes issues. Yeah. And it's being flexible around that is really good advice. Well done to you. That's a superb effort. You led the way because you were the first, but you're still leading the way because it's a really solid time. I'm really interested to see what happens now, because obviously people who run later in the week who do want to be competitive and
they're
do it
watching.
In one go, they can. Yeah, they can. They've now got a marker to aim for, so that will be a bit of an interesting side of this. But well done to you, and thanks very much for the words of inspiration this morning.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for organising such a great event.
All right, pleasure. Take it easy, Anna.
See you soon. Bye.
See you, babe.
So that's it for a quick summary of day one. Just a couple of words of wisdom before you embark on the rest of your days. Just concentrate as much as you can on the recovery between your running sessions. That will ultimately dictate how well your week goes. So take it easy between runs. Make sure you concentrate on eating well, on staying hydrated, especially with how warm it is here in the UK. Make sure that you concentrate on good quality sleep. And if the reality, as it is for most of us, I've got young kids and they don't always sleep that well, just be flexible and adapt through the week. Anna's words of wisdom, they're absolutely spot on. You know, it's still a very strange time for all of us across the world right now. The week isn't necessarily going to go as we planned it, either from a running portion, but especially from a work-life portion. So just be flexible and adapt your plan. The best way of getting some additional volume in without any risk at all, really, is to build some walking into your week. So if you get time in the evenings, think about going out for half an hour and just chip away at a couple of miles. There's 2 miles you might not want to run later in the week because you do feel tired. And if you can do that, you know, a few times throughout the week, you'll A, feel better, probably more recovered for the run the following day, but B, you'll also have chipped away at some of that volume. If you are playing catch up later in the week, it's doable but can feel like a bit of a chore. So that balance of walking in the evenings or the opposite end of the day anyway to the running part of the day is a great way to build volume risk-free and chip away at the target. We'll come back again tomorrow morning with some other updates. In the meantime, have a wonderful day, everybody. One love.